welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, drought. We'll explore the causes of drought, why they're more complex than most students realise, and why some places on Earth are far more vulnerable than others. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently distinguish between meteorological, hydrological and human causes of drought, explain how global atmospheric circulation creates drought-prone zones, and use specific case studies that will earn you top marks. So let's get started. Section 1. What is drought? Drought is a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall that leads to a shortage of water. But here's the thing. Drought is not the same as simply living in an arid environment. An arid environment, like the Sahara Desert, has permanently low rainfall as a normal condition. Drought is a departure from what is normal for that particular place. So a drought in the UK, where we expect around 600 to 800 millimetres of rain per year, looks very different from a drought in the Sahel region of Africa, where annual rainfall might only be 200 to 400 millimetres in a good year. Examiners will credit candidates who understand drought as a relative concept, not an absolute one. Section 2. The three types of drought causes. There are three main types of drought causes. Think of the letters M, H and H. Meteorological, hydrological and human. Let's go through each one. Meteorological drought. Meteorological drought is the most fundamental type. It occurs when an area receives significantly below average rainfall over a sustained period. This is the trigger, the starting point from which other types of drought develop. The key cause is high pressure systems. When high pressure sits over an area for an extended period, air sinks downward. As air sinks, it warms and becomes drier, suppressing cloud formation and preventing rainfall. Now, here's where global atmospheric circulation becomes essential. The Earth's atmosphere circulates in large cells. The most important one for drought is the Hadley cell. At the equator, intense solar heating causes warm, moist air to rise rapidly. As it rises, it cools, condenses, and produces heavy rainfall, the kind we associate with tropical rainforests. The air then moves poleward at high altitude. At approximately 30 degrees north and south of the equator, this air sinks back down to the surface. As the air sinks at 30 degrees north and south of the equator, it warms and dries out. This creates a persistent belt of high pressure, the subtropical high pressure belt, that suppresses rainfall. This is precisely why the world's great deserts are located at these latitudes. The Sahara Desert in North Africa, the Arabian Desert in the Middle East, the Atacama Desert in South America, and the Australian Outback all sit at or near 30 degrees from the equator. This is not a coincidence. It is a direct consequence of global atmospheric circulation. Another important factor is El Niño. During El Niño events, Pacific Ocean temperatures are disrupted. Warm water shifts eastward, altering rainfall patterns globally. The 2015 to 2016 El Niño event was one of the strongest on record and contributed to severe droughts across Ethiopia, southern Africa, and parts of Southeast Asia. Hydrological drought. Meteorological drought is the most fundamental type, but hydrological drought is what follows. Hydrological drought occurs when the shortage of water begins to affect water stores, rivers, lakes, reservoirs, and underground aquifers. Here's a key concept. There is a time lag between meteorological drought and hydrological drought. Even after rainfall returns to normal, rivers and groundwater stores may remain depleted for months or even years. Groundwater recharges very slowly. Water has to percolate down through layers of rick and soil before it reaches the water table. Hydrological drought is measured by river discharge levels, reservoir storage, and groundwater levels. When these fall significantly below average, we have a hydrological drought, even if it has recently rained. This distinction is one that examiners specifically test, so make sure you can explain it clearly.